With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Scott Spencer grew up in a working-class neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, where each house looked like the house next door.
My father worked in the steel mills in Chicago. Our neighbors were either steel workers or truck drivers or sanitation workers. It wasn't an enormously literary neighborhood, and there weren't professional people, and I don't think that most people had very many books in the house, but we did.
Those books were kept in the dining room, and Scott Spencer was able to read by the time he was 2 years old. Spencer is the author of the highly regarded novel Endless Love. His latest book, Waking the Dead, is now a paperback published by Ballantine. Spencer says he wrote his first novel when he was 8 years old.
It was a novel about a horse that's pressed into service in the Nazi cavalry in somewhere in North Africa. Escapes from the Nazis and is rescued by an American film company out there on location.
Scott Spencer graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1969, intending to make it as a novelist, but it wasn't easy.
I worked for a scientific publisher writing catalog copy. I worked for a trade union. I worked for the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union and wrote leaflets for them. At one point, sold newspapers on the street.
Spencer's first published novel satirized the science fiction genre.
Last Night at the Brain Thieves Ball, I See Now was the first novel of a man who very much wanted to write a first novel, but didn't feel that he wanted to spend the emotional capital that usually goes into a first novel.
Scott Spencer's latest book, Waking the Dead, is the story of a haunted congressional hopeful whose young lover was killed in a terrorist bomb blast 10 years earlier, and what happens when she seems to reappear from the dead. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his novel, Waking the Dead, Scott Spencer forces the reader to draw certain conclusions, such as whether a young woman radical murdered in a terrorist bomb blast 10 years earlier is really alive or part of the imagination of her obsessed former lover. Scott Spencer has a theory that the line between the living and the dead is not all that inflexible.
If somebody is what we call alive, and you don't listen to anything they say, you don't care about anything they think, you know, what is the impact of their reality in comparison to somebody who we've buried, but whose memory and thoughts inform every waking moment of our life?
Scott Spencer says that Waking the Dead, as with his earlier book, Endless Love, was not carefully plotted, at least not at the beginning.
I don't really start with a plot. I start with a characters, and I start with a time or a place and an image.
As he understands his characters, Spencer says, the story takes hold. Scott Spencer describes himself as a real rewriter, unable to finish a novel in 1, 2, or even 3 drafts. 6.5 years passed between Endless Love and Waking the Dead.
When you give yourself that time, and you're willing to put in that effort, that you can work on not only the story and the characters, but on the surface, and you can do the best work that you're capable of.
Scott Spencer has a control over his language and an ability to create uniquely distinct characters. Spencer now lives in a 200-year-old farmhouse in the village of Rhinebeck, New York, where he put the finishing touches on his latest novel, Waking the Dead, now a Ballantine paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.